Jane is now ready to introduce this week's fourth batch of news stories.
It's now time for some sports news. Unfortunately, the England World Cup departure was followed by chaos across the city. There was better news from the local walking football team and from Switzerland, where Norwich City won 3-0 against St Gallen in a pre-season match. They did not do so well against Wimbledon. Robin will be a sport and make a start on these.
Groups of thugs brought shame to Norwich as fights broke out across the city following England's World Cup loss. Witnesses have described walking through chaotic scenes as yobs came to blows outside various venues showing the game. One reported seeing a fight break out when an England fan ran through the city's clubland singing "Football's Coming Home" lyrics from the famous Three Lions song. Three men were arrested in incidents following the game. An England supporter who saw the fight said, "There seemed to be fists flying across the city."
A cancer charity's walking football group has inspired a legacy of support and connection far beyond its home pitch. It has sparked the launch of a similar programme in Birmingham, showing the power of community-based inclusive sport to make a difference. Big C, based in Norfolk, runs the Tackle Cancer walking football group in Norwich, offering free, low-intensity activity and peer support for anyone affected by cancer. The group inspired Birmingham's Cancer Kickers, launched by Kevin McMahon. He said, "I wondered if there was something specifically set up for people like me, living with camaraderie and connection, not competition." Amy Gorham from Big C, who leads Tackle Cancer, said, "For us, it was never about the results. The sheer joy of a shared experience with friends and showing that it's possible to play despite a diagnosis." Big C's Tackle Cancer group is open to anyone aged 18 and over who has been affected by cancer.
Norwich City's head coach, Philip Clément, will not be getting carried away by a commanding Norwich City pre-season 3-0 friendly win at Europa League hopefuls Saint-Gallen in Switzerland. The Canaries moved through the gears in their third summer outing with a defensively resolute display, embellished by clinical work in the final third. Jacob Wright rifled a free kick opener before Paris Magnoma's cheeky lob finished a sharp counter and Ruairi McConville's looping header from Oscar Schwartau's cross sealed the victory. New summer signing Andre Brooks also impressed on his debut at the Kyburn Park Stadium. Clément had demanded City find that punch in the final third after a goalless behind-closed-doors outing against League Two Colchester and a 2-0 victory over King's Lynn. Clément said, "Yes, there are a lot of shot positives for sure, but there are still things to work on."
Norwich City were held to a goalless draw by League One outfit AFC Wimbledon in the first of a doubleheader of pre-session tests in the capital. Following last Friday's 3-0 victory over Saint-Gallen, the Canaries returned to action against the Wombles, looking to continue building their fitness levels during their domestic camp. Having trained on Wednesday morning, the City squad showed signs of fatigue at times in a friendly contest that produced opportunities but ultimately lacked the quality required in the final third to find a breakthrough. Philip Clément named a largely second string 11 at the Cherry Red Record Stadium, keeping his frontline options fresh for Saturday's behind-closed-doors clash with Fulham amid a demanding training week.